house that we're in now, the Flatpak House, is actually from a Minneapolis-based architect, Laser Office. Charlie Laser founded Laser Office, and he is one of the three founding members of Blue Dot Design Group, which is the Minneapolis-based modern furniture manufacturing and design company. And his approach, he's actually trained in architecture. He has his master's from Yale. But he ended up in furniture design with his friends from undergraduate. And in that experience of building chairs and tables, et cetera, learned that how to approach a design object as a series of component parts. And being in the contemporary manufacturing world of furniture, those parts can come from anywhere in the world. They could come from the East Bloc, they could, or the former East Bloc in Europe. They could come from China. They could come from here in Minneapolis. And just like a modern car isn't made in one place anymore, the tires are made one place, the transmission's made in another, the steel is made in another, the chassis made someplace else, and then it's all brought together at one location to be assembled. He's sort of taking this approach, this product design, product assembly approach to the idea of his project, which is called Flatpak. You probably have seen his house if you've been in the Kenwood neighborhood. His house is just before Hidden Beach on an amazing track that borders the bike trail. And there's a picture of it that's right behind us that you can see there on that wall next to where it's Flatpak on the side. His house is a two-story structure. Obviously, this isn't. This is a special version of the house that he had designed in cooperation for use for Floor, which is a modular carpet company, which the gray squares on the floor are some of their product. This was used at a trade show in New York last May as instead of a typical trade booth. They built this house in the convention center, the Javits Center. So it's quite amazing. It feels about three times as big here for some reason, and no one can quite sure why. But I think it has something to do with the Javits Center and the architecture there. But certainly it was crammed full of people and very popular. It was raffled off, actually, in a sweepstakes competition, and the owner, who's from Texas, generously allowed us to borrow the house and show it here at the Walker. Now, Charlie's house is an example of one of three types of prefab that we're focusing on in this exhibition, which is called a panelized system. And by panel, we mean, as the name suggests, it could be a wall panel, it could be a floor panel, it could be a roof panel. Typically, these are articulated as a grid, and that's another very modernist approach. And if you look at the exterior of his house as well as this one, you'll notice that he definitely does have this grid running through it. His is an 8-foot-wide panel system, so all those exterior pieces on the outside where you see like the wood tones there can also be clad in other materials, which you see on this house, which includes things like cement board or cementitious board, which is just like the name suggests, is made from concrete and fiber, and it's compressed and it's much thinner than concrete. It could be Douglas fir, which this house has some panels made of that. Glass, either sandblasted or clear. And the other interesting thing about his own prototype house is that there's no traditional windows in terms of operable glazing. There's lots of glass, and those are solid sheets of glass like you see in the big picture window next to the sofa. But in terms of his house, those little white squares, I think there's actually only one on the front of the house, which is on the right side, right above the frosted glass catwalk, is an operable, I guess you can call it a window. It's a hole. It opens up, and it functions that way primarily for fire egress rules and for ventilation, and then there's several more on the back side where the other bedrooms are in the house. And so in this case, you'll see operable windows here, and these are out of mahogany, and operable sliding doors as well. So there's a bit of differences between the prototype house and this house, even though the one that's for sale looks structurally more like his. In fact, it's based on the same footprint. And with Charlie's approach is actually a very playful one, where he works with the clients to decide on the kinds of options you can have with your cladding and how choices in the cladding affect the look of the facade like an elevation, which I believe one of the panels up on the wall talks about and how those changes take place. He kind of jokingly offered Madras plaid as an option, in which somebody apparently is interested in. So it is possible that you could have custom patterns made, and those would be done just like much design work is done today, and then fused to the metal. So that's a metal panel, but it would look like plaid, or any other pattern, I suppose, that you'd want. A lot of the houses, obviously Charlie is, and a lot of the other houses are looking to recover a sort of lost tradition in modern architecture dating from basically mid-century in terms of how you would use space internally. His house reminds me a lot of the Charles and Ray Eames case study house in Pacific Palisades, California, which was completed in the mid-1940s for the case study program. And there, that was also a prefab house, or at least it utilized all its components from standardized products, and those were all brought to the site and erected there. And just as the Eames had a playful, structural, modernist approach, Charlie is trying to do a similar thing with his in terms of the options that are being offered and the clarity of that structural grid.